This is Mark Brzozinski for Wash Report, talking today about Obama squeezed. While most of the country is focused primarily on the deteriorating economy, partly, of course, because the president's been warning everything is so dire, the new president is being seriously squeezed about Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran, and the decisions he makes about these countries will be history-changing. Obama has already caved to his party, the military, and the neocons when it comes to Pakistan. He's given the okay for more bombing strikes in the tribal areas, further risking the credibility of the U.S.-backed and the quasi-installed U.S. government in Islamabad. The neocons as well are pushing hard for Obama to commit many more forces and resources to Afghanistan. The Republican Secretary of State, Gates, even went public last week, all but demanding that Obama do so, quote, within days. But Obama is well aware of the warnings. Bill Moyers devoted a whole PBS program to warning Obama that LBJ came to office declaring the Great Society, and then his presidency was destroyed by Vietnam. Moyers should know he was right there in the White House. And even Newsweek went with a big story about how Afghanistan could well become Obama's Vietnam. And then there is the really big fish in the political sea, Iran. On this one, the Israelis and their super powerful lobby are waiting to pounce. Behind the scenes, they are preparing a major squeeze they want Obama to apply to Iran. They're squeezing Obama. They want Obama to squeeze Iran. This is to prepare the way for military attacks to bring Iran down, as questionable as that result would be if war took place. Even so, no less a figure than former Israeli Prime Minister and today's military chief, Ehud Barak, told the umbrella group of the Israeli lobby in Israel just a few days ago that the talking with Iran has to be very intense and very brief. And then the hard squeezing and war preparations must resume in earnest. Can and will Obama hold back the coming storms and hold back essentially becoming a tool of the neocons, the militarists, and the Israelis? Sadly, not likely. Whatever else Obama is, he is still beholden to the Democratic Party, to the Israeli lobby, and to the country's past pledges, commitments, and outlooks. And should he waver, he has super Zionist and former Israeli Raham right there at his side, quite literally all the time. This is Mark Brzozinski in Washington, washreport.com.